Summer is almost here, you guys, and I'm so excited. I know, like a lot of you, you're planning vacation with your friends and family, and I'm trying to pack light. This is something I've been working on. I have a tendency to overpack, so I'm shopping Macy's for new shoes that I can wear all day with anything and not have to bring 75 different pairs. And I'm also excited to lay out in the sun and own the day with key pieces from Macy's, like new Dolce Vita sandals and Levi skirts. I am ready to relax and look and feel great. So remember, just shop Macy's.com/ownyourstyle to look and feel great.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it. State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, is Janie there?
Hello, is Jane there?
For anyone that doesn't know that reference, it's from The Sweetest Thing, and it's when Selma Blair is in the men's clothing store. Welcome to the Calm Down podcast. Erin, Carissa, for the new listeners here, everyone needs to calm down, including my hair extensions. Anyways, Selma Blair's working in a men's clothing store. This guy that she's hooking up with comes in like a full-on elephant suit or whatever, and Cameron Diaz and Christina Applegate are the other two characters in that movie, and they call her and like harass her at work. It's so funny. If any of you guys haven't seen, especially the younger generation, because we're older, you guys need to watch that movie with your girlfriends. There's so many great lines in it, and Cameron Diaz and Christina, well, and Selma, they all look amazing.
So I went to the mall a couple weeks ago and I texted you on our big friend group text chain. We were at Apple. I needed a new case. And we were standing there, and while we were standing there, I heard a laugh right behind me. And I was like, and so I wanted to be cool, friend of the show. We hope, we wish. I turned around and Cameron Diaz was standing right behind me. She was in a full mask, but I could see her eyes and she had a hat on. But Benji, she was with her husband, didn't have a mask on. And Jarrett was actually facing where they were. And I was like trying to like make eyes with Jarrett, but Benji could see me. And Jarrett was just not following what I was, you know, putting down. Like, pick it up what I'm putting down. And I was like, oh my God. Anyways, I'm making eye things. It was her. And I was so excited. And I texted you immediately and I was freaking out. And then I texted my sister. And my sister's like, well, did you say anything? You had her on the podcast. I'm like, no. It's not the time. Like, she's got a mask on. She's not interested. She's low key. But she's judging RuPaul's show. And I kind of just feel like she's getting back out there.
Oh, I hope she gets back out everywhere because she didn't necessarily say she was retiring from doing movies, did she? Or did I miss that announcement? Either way, I mean, she was grossing $20 million a film one point. I'm like, I would have been like, I'll take any and all films, but neither here nor there. So she stepped away. She, you know, started her family. She got married, all things, and all of her other entrepreneurial things, including her wine, which we had her on to talk about, which is amazing. But I think back, she was my total, her and Julia Roberts were my favorite, which they were in My Best Friend's Wedding together.
Yes.
And the other day I was watching Pretty Woman with a friend and he's like, Julia Roberts is Erin. And I was like, totally, like the, you know, $1 million smile, the whole thing. And he's like, who do you get? And I was like, people say Cameron Diaz only because of that role in Bad Teacher where you're Cameron Diaz. That's not the only reason why. Well, it's more of like, that's like more aligned with
or
my personality.
Holiday, if I was a teacher. With the wine.
You know, when everyone knows when she's at the grocery store, like, must be having a party. I just love her and she will always be my, and You know when Instagram where it like scrolls back and has like photos in time? 90s Cameron Diaz with the Doc Martens and the long hair and like no makeup. She just, anyway, she's fabulous. And I would have lost my mind and I would have, okay.
Can you imagine if we ever saw Julia Roberts in person?
No.
seen her. I would die. That's my Larry Bird, Michael Jordan. I would die.
Completely. And Mario used to always get her when for extra. Like I never got her on a red carpet. I never got to do a junket with her because Mario had dibs on Julia Roberts every single time. But she is a dream. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are familiar with the pregame, it's a 10-minute little episode we do at the beginning of the week to kind of give you a tease of what we will be talking about in its entirety on our full hour-long podcast, or 30 minutes, what are we? I don't know. Time is not important here. What is important is Aaron told a little story on the pregame. If you're hearing it again, it's worth it. Everybody needs to know what's going on with this story. We went to Vegas this weekend. Fox is incredible and takes us on this little retreat for the pregame shows and some of our announced crews. So we had so much fun. We haven't been able to do it the last couple of years because of COVID. So it's Jimmy, it's Terry, it's Stray, it's Kevin Burkhart, a whole group of us go. And it's so much fun. We went to Topgolf, we gamble, and we just go to amazing dinners, and it's so much fun. But Aaron is a self-proclaimed picker in the magnifying mirrors in hotels. So she told the story when you got back home about finding stuff that you thought I would have seen and didn't tell you about.
Well, I love a magnifying mirror, as you mentioned. We also need to talk about some developments at Fox because we have not had a podcast since then. I have already started writing a full list.
Oh, shit. We haven't,
have we?
New
teammates and let's fucking go.
Oh, my God.
We'll get to all of that.
Okay.
Guys, this is a full podcast. Anyways, buckle up. So, yeah, I literally was going to meet Carissa and our friend Joel downstairs for some drinks before we went to go shoot at Topgolf, which we'll also get to. And I instantly like looked in the mirror real quick because I was like, I always, this one area on my chin, everybody has the area where you know a situation's going to happen. And mine usually always happens before a big game, Super Bowl, a sit down, there we go. So I was just checking to see how she was looking. And sure as shit, I saw a blackhead and I was like, ooh, let me try to get it. But the magnifying mirror was weird. It was super low. So I was like, eh, I just,
are you just going fingers or did you have a needle?
Yeah, no, I our room was gross. I barely unpacked, you know? I didn't like, that wasn't anything to Fox. That wasn't.
No,
it wasn't.
It was our neighbors. Our neighbors were doing things in their rooms, which permeated through the hallways.
Yeah.
Can't go.
A lot of smells too. Anywho, so I saved it for when I got home. I got home and I pulled out big time magnifying mirror because I was like, I'll just put some like foundation on it. We're fine. I had to apologize to you on the pregame because what I saw wasn't the blackhead on my face, but I had lovely rows of stragglers across my eyebrows that everybody at Fox, including you, must have been looking at me.
No
and was
chance,
like, God,
I would have told you.
Are you waiting for that appointment? And then, I focus in on my nostrils. There are literally three of the longest hair strands that nobody missed, but everyone failed to tell me about them, including you. I mean, and these were like gone with the wind long, like any sort of like wind, the air conditioner turned on in my house and they started to rustle. I mean, that is fucking crazy.
You're insane. First of all, do you think that I would ever let you have a nose hair or something
nose
in your
hairs.
Teeth or any
Chlorelle.
Hair? Well, or go without Purell. There's nothing that I wouldn't tell you that you needed. I did not see the nose hair, but I'm going to tell you what I had is the one on the chin. And that is a hair, as anyone knows, it comes in very coarse and you feel it and then you don't realize it's there because you've plucked it, I don't know, a month before and then you forget about it. But I've been taking my hair vitamins, so things are growing at a rapid rate and I've lasered the majority of my body, TMI. But this chinny chin chin, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin, it came fast and furious.
Those things are like so hard on your chin too. It's not like a normal hair and you can't help but sit there and just like twist it all night long until you finally get it.
There's times where I think I can get it, but I'm currently working with these long acrylics. I don't know what I'm doing over here. I'm getting very Barbie.
Yeah.
The long blonde hair is back. The acrylics. It's like, what's going on? I don't know. As you know, I like to constantly change it up. But for the nose hair, are you a plucker?
Yeah.
Because I am a waxer. I cannot pluck nose hair. I will cry. I will get discouraged. there's no chance. So I just go straight for the waxing.
So the waxing, I feel like it would be an amazing feeling to have. I don't know. I just feel like that would be incredible to have that warm wax up your nostrils. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be too keen on the pulling out, but I am such a sniffer slash nose runner that I don't think I could go through that because it would just be nonstop pouring. Jarrett wasn't home, and I think he had the nose hair trimmer because mine's broken and I failed to buy myself a new one. Although I do need to look in a big bag that we put together from Montana at Christmas because my mom is always really good about that as a stocking stuffer. She usually does little trimmers and things. Thanks, Mom. But so I was so disgusted with myself. I grabbed the tweezers and it wasn't a situation where I had to pull my nostril back. I didn't have to. The thing was like basically tickling my lip. It was so long. It was disgusting with a capital D. All caps. Okay, all caps in bold. Disgusting. The fact that Strahan, Terry, and you know Terry Bradshaw's a close talker. I mean, the fact he didn't look at me and go, "You got them nose hairs growing out for a reason."
Like, by the way, you know
Jimmy...
He would have said that because I'm going to tell you why. When I had my mouth situation happen and the paralyzation due to the stress in my life going on, after it got better, I said to Terry, I go, yeah, and I've just been under so much stress. And I had my mouth was like kind of paralyzed and I couldn't like talk. And this was during the season. He goes, I know. Us and the guys were talking. We just thought you got your lips done. I go, Terry, what? I got my lips done? No. I was like, the side of my mouth didn't work. And he goes, I know. We didn't want to say anything, but we were talking about it. And we said, did she get her lips done? That's my Terry.
This is what I'm talking about.
Right. So he would have told you if he saw it.
They're in the streets. No, he didn't tell you. So they're in the streets now in Oklahoma and in wherever Jimmy lives. They're in the streets talking about it. My nose hairs. They are.
That's not true.
And next year at our little getaway, I'm going to bring it up. Hell, I'll put us all on a text chain now.
All right, you guys, let's celebrate Pride Month together. Macy's is shining a spotlight on LGBTQ+ creators and brands throughout June. And you can too in supporting and celebrating diversity and inclusion. Check out top brands such as Demoda, Leota, Skin Muse, Earth's Nectar, and more. And did you know, Aaron, that Macy's is a key player in Pride Month? For the sixth year running, Macy's is teaming up with the Trevor Project to offer vital prevention and crisis intervention services for LGBTQ+ youth.
Join in, of course, on backing this life-saving cause. We're so glad they do that. The Trevor Project helps provide life-saving suicide prevention and crisis intervention for LGBTQ+ youth in need. You can make a difference by rounding up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support the Trevor Project. Shop LGBTQ-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store throughout the month of June. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's many things about our crew, and you know what? I've always appreciated working at Fox. I really have, but I think one of our biggest takeaways, there's many takeaways from this week,
oh,
but
Okay, we can't say what that is.
Our
I'm not saying the specifics. I'm just telling you, my new teammate, which I'm
your new teammate. Yes,
has it been announced?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Whoa. What do we got here? So, well, all of our new teammates at Fox, but he's going to be on the kickoff show with me on Sunday mornings, which I'm so excited about. Ugh. Is Sean frickin' Payton. This Ugh. Guy, and you have, I mean, look, I only worked a couple games when I used to do sidelines for him, so I kind of got a glimpse, but being close with Cam Jordan and Mark Ingram, they always talk about how great Sean is. You know way more, and you've always advocated for this guy being such a dream. Spending 48 hours in Las Vegas with Sean Payton literally has changed my life in the best possible way. He sent me a text.
You may have met your person. You may have met the male version of you.
Completely. And his wife is wonderful and I love her. But like,
totally.
This has nothing to do with like my person romantically, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. No.
I'm clarifying.
It's the male version of you.
The male, right. It was like looking in a mirror. But he is a man. I'm like, oh my God. Everything he said, I was like, He's crazy. He's crazy in the best way. I cannot.
In the best way.
Anyways, he did an animal sound and he said, rawr. And it rawr. Now. Okay. So again, this goes back to like, it's always annoying when people are like, oh, well, we're not in on the joke. So we don't get
the best time.
It's not a joke. It's just Sean Payton's freaking hysterical.
It's a story.
And he was in Las Vegas
and
with us this weekend.
Awesome to talk football with. And there were moments that he would right away, like out of nowhere, you're just talking about, oh, I have a chin hair. My nose hairs are long. He dives into some story in football. And I'm like on the ground being like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
These are things that happen at our work trips that are so incredible. Yes. The, you know, drinking the Topgolf, you know, me hitting the computer, the ball goes the wrong way. Carissa having an amazing swing, like Stray laughing. That's all fun. But when these guys like instantly like kind of let us into the locker room or on the field. I mean, I'm like jelly leg over here. I'm like, this is so incredible.
I mean, think about, you know, you and I always wanted to be sports broadcasters, but think about your dream job and then being able to be around the people that have, you know, been calling plays in these war rooms, draft rooms with certain players. They're just, it's like pulling the curtain back on anything and everything you've ever wanted to know about what happens behind the scenes. And it's just, I love all of it. So that was so much fun.
I thought what was cool was we had a great first dinner. I didn't get to stay for the second night with your dinner, but Coach Johnson stands up usually at all of our events and gives incredible speeches.
Jimmy Johnson, and for those of you that don't know.
Yes, Jimmy Johnson. And this one hit home and I think really touched all of us a lot, and it was very much needed and it was incredible. And you said it perfectly. It's like he had rehearsed it for a week and you know it just came to him there. And the next morning, you, Sean, myself, we were having breakfast and we were talking about it. When the speech was happening, I looked over at Sean and his eyes were just like, he was a player in a locker room and he really loved the moment and so did I. And I was saying to the both of you that that just really separates the phenomenal coaches from the others. Because if you think about it, the speeches coaches have to give or the points they have to drive home, they don't know what the situation's going to be at halftime. They don't know what the situation's going to be as momentum has shifted or 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And Coach stood up and he delivered a message I think all of us, I know I needed to hear. And it was like, woo, like, let's go. It was so awesome. And that was really, really special.
It was.
Yeah, it was cool.
And the conceit of the speech was just about change, right? In all capacities and how people adjust to it. And sometimes you're reluctant to change, but we all need it. Me personally, I'm going through a lot of change. Professionally, you've had your crew change. There's so many different things, but change is inevitable. And it's not what happens to you. It's how you react to what happens to you. So again, and Aaron, you touched on it, but why Fox is so different and why I know, and I know you do too, as evidenced from your acceptance speech at the St. Jude's hospital honor that you received, the Pat Summerall Award. Fox's family, and this is not, we're not, this is not sponsored by Fox, by the way. Why we get so excited, right? We get so excited about working for this company is because we have both been through some shit and this company is there for us personally, professionally, no questions asked. And if you are lucky enough to work in your dream job scenario, but also for a company that supports you through everything, you are so lucky. And I left there this weekend being reminded of how freaking awesome it is to have a place that, yes, pays your mortgage, but also you can pick up the phone at 2 o'clock in the morning and you know you have help no matter what. So anyways, that's our shout out to Fox. But it's just
and
so
it's a
funny.
Good segue for our change of who's joining our family soon.
Who's joining our family?
Oh, Tom Brady!
My bad. Well, because it feels like now we've like had time to process it. But for
what
the last
kind
couple
of companies?
Weeks, what kind of companies? We have found out a couple weeks ago. So I want you, given that this is going to be your new teammate, we don't know exactly when it's going to happen, but I want you to tell. I mean, I know the story because you called me, but I want you to tell everybody where you were when you found out, like it's the whole background, everything. Again, the headline is Tom Brady will join Fox as soon as he retires from the NFL in a monster deal, and Aaron will be spending every Sunday with Tom in a different capacity than you used to. So tell us how you found out, when, where, why.
Yeah, so, well, it's just Fox has been quiet, right? I mean, we all knew that they were doing something behind the scenes, but kudos to our bosses. Kudos to the Murdochs for keeping this quiet. I started playing mind games with myself, with some of my coworkers. Who could it be? Mm-hmm. For the last week and a half before it was announced, I had convinced myself, and I was trying to convince you and others, it was going to be Peyton Manning. Yep. I was convinced it was Peyton Manning. I knew it was somebody big because of just some like hints we were getting from our bosses. I knew the Murdochs were involved. Oh my God. And with that, Chris Myers is calling me.
I kid because I care.
Crazy. So I just knew it was somebody big. So I was all in on the Peyton Manning. I'm like, I even thought maybe Eli was coming too. Mm-hmm. So we had a feeling it was going to be announced on, I think, a Tuesday or something. We thought it was going to be announced, but didn't know. So went to bed and I thought, all right, I'm going to hear about this in the morning because I had been told it's probably going to happen in the morning. I didn't realize it was going to happen at 5:45 our time, a.m. Mm-hmm. So I'm in bed. My phone rings. I see it is one of our bosses. I pick it up. I'm like, trying not to sound dead. I was like, hello. He's like, EA, did you hear the news? And I said, we got Peyton Manning. Now, my boss claims I said we got Drew Brees. I said we got Peyton Manning. And he said, we got Tom Brady. Let's fucking go. And I just said, what?
That's a very loud clap.
What? He's still playing. So I hung up, went to bed, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, listen, go Fox.
What do you mean, listen?
Listen, holy shit is right. But then you start thinking about it. It's like, we don't know when this, hold on a minute. I have my new teammate sitting here. We don't know when this is going to happen.
For those of you listening, she's holding up a Tom Brady candle.
A prayer candle. Listen, it's going to be so exciting. And it's cool to listen to our bosses and the meetings that they had with him and talk about talking football. That is one thing I've obviously been able to do and I've loved so much in my career. And what I texted Tom when I found out the news is that I always thought one of the coolest things about my job was to be able to interview you and be around you and talk football with you. And now to be able to work with you at some point will be incredible. But that guy is a different level. We don't know when it's going to happen, but he'll be awesome. I mean, what did you think about it when you heard it?
Look, you know, going back to Jimmy's speech about change is that, you know, you spent the last 10, 11 years of your career with Joe and Troy, and that was hard to say goodbye to your family on the road. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, you still maintain a great relationship with them, even if they move on. But you don't know who you're going to spend every week with. So if someone says to you, you get to spend every week with the greatest quarterback of all time, hello. So when I heard, I was so excited for Fox, but I was so excited for you. You like this. It's just a different level. It's like if I went from wearing Forever 21 to Chanel one year, you know what I mean? Like on set, so our budget only let me wear Forever 21. And then we got a wardrobe budget. I got like my first, like, not anymore. But I got like I got my first, you know, fancy outfit. And once you get a fancy outfit, you think to yourself, like, oh my God, it just like changes everything. And that's not an indictment on anything else. It's just Tom Brady being a part of Fox elevates all of us. And more importantly, it's just an awesome opportunity for history for you to be able to, you know, just think about, we just talked about all the stories, you know, that we hear Sean and Coach Johnson and Terry and all them tell. The stories that Tom, I mean, you've heard some of them that, of course, you can't share, but like, it's just, it's awesome. And it's, I mean, it's like it's like Michael fucking Jordan just being like, hey, I'm going to join TNT's crew. I'd be like, yeah, we good.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
All right, you guys, let's celebrate Pride Month together. Macy's is shining a spotlight on LGBTQ plus creators and brands throughout June. And you can too in supporting and celebrating diversity and inclusion. Check out top brands such as Demoda, Leota, Skin Muse, Earth's Nectar, and more. And did you know, Aaron, that Macy's is a key player in Pride Month? For the sixth year running, Macy's is teaming up with the Trevor Project to offer vital prevention and crisis intervention services for LGBTQ plus youth.
Join in, of course, on backing this life-saving cause. We're so glad they do that. The Trevor Project helps provide life-saving suicide prevention and crisis intervention for LGBTQ plus youth in need. You can make a difference by rounding up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support the Trevor Project. Shop LGBTQ-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store throughout the month of June. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
It's really cool. And there's an excitement. But, you know, obviously we are going to wait to see what happens with him. It definitely makes it interesting now, you know, and he had a great point. He has said to multiple people, looking forward to it, but not on my mind right now. Yeah. I need to be, and I am all in on my season, and you would expect nothing less from him. Shit, football's coming. Like, it's May 23rd as we're recording this right now. It's almost here, man. I don't want to go to work yet, but I'm excited.
No, we're not going to go to work yet. We're about to go on a vacation, which is my next question.
Yeah. I'm not ready.
This majority of this podcast is, you know, for the sports fans, and like, because we haven't been able to expand upon the news of Tom Brady or rehashing our weekend with our Fox brethren. But for those girly girls or guys, maybe you care about bathing suits. I just ordered 75 different bathing suits. Now, you guys, we've talked about this before. When I go on Revolve, and I know that the model, like the silk dress that's hanging off the side,
We never mentioned that.
Oh, we saw her. That's right.
Is that her now? My bathing suit's being delivered right now. Oh, no unknown name. Not interested.
Oh my God.
We don't know her name, but we saw her Stagecoach.
We did. And let me say,
she is 2 pounds.
2 pounds, which is exactly why those silk dresses look the way that they do. Okay, she was with Alessandra. Was it Alessandra Ambrosio she was with too?
Yeah.
Models. Models just all hang out. Well, they don't hang out of their clothing. We hang out of our clothing and they don't. Anyways, so we've talked about this before, but when you order online, who knows?
Revolving Green Bay.
I ordered 75 bathing suits revolving in Buffalo in these bathing suits because they look so cute on the models. I tried them on this morning.
You already got them?
it doesn't matter that I got them because I won't be wearing any of them. And then I had that moment.
They were so cute too.
I'm very confident in my, whatever. I have curves. I'm more of an athletic build. I'm proud of my body. I work out. I'm 40 years old. Like,
your body's gorgeous.
This isn't like I hate the way I look. No, it's not that. It's just the bathing suits looked very different online. I can salvage some of them, but let's just say I immediately put on the running shoes and I kept running and running.
Yeah.
So if anyone has any tips or tricks prior to going on a vacation where you want to look all tightened up, let me know. Are we drinking water before? Are we not drinking water?
I know.
Like, what's the deal with that?
I went in a sauna today at my girlfriend's Body South. Is that what it's called? Yes. She's got a like little spa that I went to, mm-hmm. and they even had like a bloat tea. It's not even bloat tea. It's just like, listen, I just did my 8th round of IVF and it's like,
baby,
I have
girl.
Had more shit in my body. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, we're going with people who have had kids and I'm like, I haven't. What's my excuse?
Me neither.
And I was like,
yeah.
Hormones. But yeah, no, it's interesting. My problem isn't the bathing suits right now because I haven't even tackled that. Mine is like, what am I wearing to dinner? Because I don't even like what I have for that. So that's my whole thing I'm having an issue with. I actually went to a store yesterday. I drove out there, which I hate doing.
Oh, and I know where you went.
God, they put me in the smallest freaking dressing room, which pissed me off anyways. And so I feel like I'm in a condo in New York and I'm like trying shit on. I don't feel good about myself anyways. And the guy couldn't have been sweeter. His customer service was amazing. And he's like, can I help you? And I'm like, yeah, you got an M sculpt machine back there that we can like tie back some of this shit on my stomach before you give
ridiculous.
Me a cutout dress.
No, but let's talk about dressing rooms for a second. Some of them get real tricky. Now, some of them are very smart.
The light's terrible. The light is terrible.
Why? I will never understand.
Give me a filter in there.
Thank you. I will never understand why dressing rooms have fluorescent lighting. Let's dim that down. Let's go ahead and angle the mirror. Don't let me know that it's too angled because then I'm like, oh, this isn't telling the whole story. But angle that mirror a little bit, dim the lighting, and call it a day. It's like a great first date. You know, I just need you to sell me the item. Do not put me in a position to not want to buy this. If I ever open up a clothing store,
I agree.
Which I'm not going to because that sounds awful, having worked at Nordstrom, and now I'm that person that working in retail, those assholes that leave all the shit on the floor. Ladies and gentlemen, I get it. If you don't want to put them all back on the hanger, that's fine.
As
a sales associate, I understand that that's, you know, you are the customer. But can we not just leave it on the floor? Anyways, I digress.
I agree.
Put it on the little bench. I'll take care of it. But yeah, the lighting in the in the dressing rooms and the mirrored, the angled thing, whatever. Anyways, please DM us if you have any tips and tricks for, let's say, maybe before you got married or before like a big event in your life, what did you do to get slim and trim in, let's say, T minus 3 days? I would love any and all advice.
Okay. This is how much time we have. Yeah. I am going to go get a spray tan. I'm going to do that. So I do know that'll help me. I also think, and it's very, very true, but I do think that we need to kind of do what our friend says and disconnect and just have a great time. Like the people involved in this trip definitely need to. I got to tell you, this beauty upstairs, it sounds like King Kong, is already online and going through the restaurants and the menus.
Angel.
I mean, this guy.
You guys are the opposite of me. I don't even know where we're going. I just show up and I'm happy to be there. But at least there's planners in my life like you guys and the rest of our group that's going. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been episode 79 of the Calm Down Podcast. We've had so many episodes. I don't even know what number it is anymore. But we appreciate you listening. Please DM us any and all questions. For the majority of you guys, we'll answer those on pre-games almost every week when we have that. If not, we will get to them and then let us know what else you want us to talk about because we are here for y'all. Erin, I love
you. Hey, y'all. Love you.
We'll talk. We'll see you guys. Yeah. Happy Memorial Day. Be safe. Bye.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey. At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie, and whether we're heading out on an epic hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So wherever you and your dog's next adventure takes you, start it off right with the advanced nutrition of Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.